Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Theopolis Podcast. My name is Brian Motz, and I'm assistant to Peter Lighthart, the president of Theopolis Institute, and I'm your host here from week to week. Theopolis Institute trains men and women to lead cultural renewal by renewing the church. Participants in our programs will learn to read the Bible imaginatively, worship God faithfully, and engage the culture intelligently. This episode is a little bit different than our normal content. This will be a mini-sode, so it'll be just a few minutes long, but we think the content will be something that'll really help you and sharpen you in your reading of the Bible. Here we have a bit of a field recording that I took at the home of Rich Lusk. Pastor Lusk has written several articles for us at Theopolis. He's also been on the podcast before. And for the last couple of years, he's been teaching through Calvin's Institutes to a small group in Birmingham. While all of these meetings have been incredibly helpful from start to finish, I thought these few minutes here would be helpful in seeing the connection between the firmament in the Bible and baptism. With that, we really hope you enjoy the short time of teaching, and as always, thank you so much for listening.
You know, Genesis 1, the earth is covered with water. On day one of the creation week, God says, let there be light, and God's light shines into the darkness. On day two, God separates the water that is above from the water that is below. And this is very interesting. It seems as if God just scoops up some of that water on earth, takes it up to heaven with him, and creates a watery barrier between heaven and earth. Okay, now the skeptic would say, well, the ancients, saw the sky was blue, and so they figured there must be some kind of ocean up there because the sea is blue as well. And so the sea and the sky match in some way. But in Scripture, every time somebody has a vision into heaven, they do see water. Ezekiel sees a crystal sea in Ezekiel chapter 1 when he has his vision of the heaven. It's like he's looking up through the crystal sea into heaven. In Revelation 4, when John is called up into heaven, he sees the 24 thrones and the elders, as we sing in the hymn, Holy, 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 casting down their crowns upon the glassy sea. So he sees a heavenly ocean as well. So there's this watery barrier between heaven and earth, it seems. There's earth, which is on this side of that watery barrier, and heaven that's on the other side. I don't think that means that, if you could take a spaceship far enough, you would run into the watery edge of the universe. On the other hand, scientists have made a pretty good case for a bounded universe, that the universe is not infinite. Mm-hmm. So there must be some kind of edge to it.
I mean, Narnia, he walks through the...
Well, and Narnia, of course, picks up on this imagery too, yes. Yes, Lewis and Tolkien definitely picked up on all this kind of imagery, especially water imagery. But yeah, you're right.
And one part of the sprinkling argument is the firmament. You're being connected through the firmament to heaven.
Well, so
in that baptism of some sort.
In various places, like in the Psalms, that watery barrier is called a curtain. That God spread out a curtain is the word, or veil is the mm-hmm. same word that's used for the tabernacle veil, I believe, or at least it corresponds to it. Mm-hmm. So, one of the key questions in the Bible is the question of Psalm 24:3: Who may ascend the hill of the Lord? Which is basically asking, who can move from earth to heaven? Who can pass through that watery barrier between heaven and earth? Mm-hmm. Well, when Jesus is baptized, Mark tells us the sky was torn open, the heavens were torn open. Well, the heavens are bounded by that watery barrier. That means the watery curtain was torn. And of course, when Jesus dies on the cross, the curtain in the tabernacle, in the temple, was torn. And there's a correspondence between those two veils, the watery veil between heaven and earth, and the curtain veil in the tabernacle that separated the most holy place from everything else. So it's like when Jesus was baptized, he punched a hole in the roof of heaven. The water fell down on him from above. The Spirit descends on him like a dove. If the Spirit's going to come down from heaven, he's got to break through that watery barrier in some way. And if Jesus is going to go up, he's got to break through that watery barrier in some way. In Revelation 15, Jesus leads the saints. It's a new Red Sea crossing, only it's not the Red Sea. It's the heavenly sea that the saints cross, mm-hmm. crossing into heaven. Of course, I think in our baptism, this is a picture of the heavenly sea coming down and us passing through those heavenly waters. The water comes from above, and it's like we're moving through the water into God's heavenly presence. Hebrews 10 says that Jesus, in his death on the cross, his body was torn, his flesh was torn, and that corresponds in some way to the tearing of the veil. Hebrews 10, in that same passage, also says that we've had our bodies washed with water, and so now we may draw near to God in the most holy place in the heavenly sanctuary. So our passing through water and baptism somehow is our entrance into the heavenly sanctuary and our way in was opened through Jesus' death on the cross. So Jesus' baptism is death on the cross. There's a correspondence there. And then our baptism somehow is connected to our passing into the heavenlies. And now we have access to God's heavenly throne room in Christ.
Thanks again for listening to this episode of the Theopolis Podcast. For more information and content from Theopolis, please check us out online at theopolisinstitute.com. We have new articles that come out every Tuesday and Thursday on our blog. We also have a media page with past lectures from courses, ebooks, and other free essays. You can also find us on Twitter at @_Theopolis and on Facebook if you just search for our name. If you've been helped by the podcast, we'd love for you to help us out and leave a review on iTunes. It really helps to get our content in front of new listeners. That's it for now. We really look forward to being with you again in the next episode. And as always, thank you so much for listening.